Hello, is this Kitty?
Hi, it's Dave Stout up in Kremlin, BLM.
Yes, how are you?
Good. And I have Andy Windsor with me. He's the river manager, so...
Oh, hi, Andy.
Hi, Kitty. Do you have questions, or do you want to just explain what's going on?
Well, my question was, under what authority are you making all these changes without having to get the RCRA's approval? I guess that was my first question.
And the way we look at it, Kitty, is that we're not making a change in the sense that we're focusing in on what we were authorized to do. So
authorized when and where?
1998, under the fee demo program.
Yeah, but fee demo was repealed, and the only things that were brought forward was things that were in compliance with the FLRA.
Right.
And then any changes, anything that happens after the date the FLRA went into effect is subject to this public participation clause.
Well, again, the fee demo fees that we had transitioned with FLRA, and we were in a position where we saw an inconsistency with that original authorization, the way that we were charging our fees. So the change is not to that original authorization. It was carried forward with FLRA. So does that...
No, it doesn't, because the public participation section of FLRA starts out by saying that under this section, the Secretary shall provide the public with opportunities to participate in the development of or changing of a recreation fee established under this Act.
Well, to air a little bit of dirty laundry, apparently, before I got here, before Andy got here, someone in the past moved away from the fees that were authorized and made a change a number of years ago, which predated the RCRAC. And what we were trying to do was get back to get rid of the unofficial, unapproved change, get back to what was originally authorized.
Do you know when that was done?
Not specifically. The transition is a bit unclear to us, but we do have, the record of the initial fee schedule decision, and then over time there were these changes that occurred, and as Dave pointed out, once we discovered this, which we did here the past couple of months, and then the question was, well, are we making a change, as you're suggesting, or are we simply correcting an inconsistency? And we're interpreting it as if we're correcting an inconsistency so as not to change what we were authorized to do.
Well, that's pretty contorted. I'm just looking at the headline that says fees changed. And it says visitors to the areas will notice some changes beginning this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Change. I mean, the word change is all over this. I'm assuming that this is based on something you put out.
Yeah, that's the press release that we put together for the...
I want you to understand, it's not necessarily that I disagree with what you want to do, but there is a process here that's in the law, and, we try to monitor across the country that the process is being followed, and we frequently find places where the process is being sidestepped or circumvented or short-circuited or, whatever you want to call it, and this definitely strikes me as being in that category. I mean, I don't think that the Colorado RCRAC would turn you down if you took this to them as a change that you want to make, but I do think that you're obligated to take it to them, to go to the public first and then to the RCRAC and get their approval. That's my personal opinion. I'm not an attorney.
And we've added this, within the organization, and, it sounds like the argument that we have is not convincing to you, but the way that I'm understanding our interpretation is that we are moving Yeah, you know, and with that kind of a concern, then maybe, you know, maybe we need to stop and rethink and ask the question, did we look at it correctly? And so, and maybe this is something that we need to be...
Have you had any legal counsel look at your interpretation?
Well, our state office took a look at this, and so, you know, we're operating with their, with their guidance, but, you know, we also want to work with the RecRAC, in an honest fashion, mm-hmm. and, you know, that was part of what we were attempting to do here was, you know, to be sure that we were following the fee schedule that we were authorized to follow.
Well, of course, that authorization was under a different law
mm-hmm.
that was repealed.
Mm-hmm.
And so your authorization was to carry forward with whatever you were doing on December 8th, 2004, as long as it was in compliance with this new law. Well, obviously, you must think it was in compliance with this new law. And so, because you continued forward with it, I'm not even debating that. I haven't looked at it that closely. But now that the new law has been in effect since that day, you are required to provide the public with opportunities to participate in the changing of a recreation fee. So whatever it was on December 8, 2004 is what it has to stay. Anything else is a change. That's the way I read this.
I read the law the same way you do. You know, we're just looking at it as not being a change to the fee schedule that was authorized at the time. So, I guess we'll take this information and I think probably have to rethink this. Or at least have more conversation about it.
Okay. And I'm just looking at the article again. It says this weekend, but what was the date? Was that last weekend or is that...
Yeah, we went ahead and...
So it went into effect last weekend.
You know, probably need to pull back until we get this ironed out.
I would appreciate it if you would do that. You know, the RecRAC is meeting not very long from now, July 11th.
Right. Yeah, and actually they're going to meet up here in Kremlin, so...
Exactly. I will probably meet you because I'm planning to be at that meeting.
Very good.
There is at least a little bit of time to try to do some public outreach.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe get their approval then. I would, you know, I probably won't have any heartburn with whatever you're trying to do as long as it's been through some kind of public process.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Anything else for us?
No. I mean, I should take it then that you're going to go back to the previous structure until you think it through some more?
That would be my recommendation to my manager at this point, I think.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you taking a look at it and just keep me informed.
I will.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye.
Jeez, I won.